Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game. In this episode, Riverton's Travis Hogan and Spencer Yogers talks about the 2020 Sangamo Championship game between the Hawks and Pleasant Plains. This podcast is brought to you by Country Financial. They are a big supporter of Channel 1450 and the Live Rewind podcast. They do so much for the community, especially during this time. For college scholarships for local students, to donations to COVID-19 response funds, if you are looking for insurance, whether it's for your car, home, or life insurance, make sure you check out Country Financial.
Spencer Yogers,
Travis Hogan.
This is Live Rewind.
The conference championship game against Plains.
How big of a game is this in your guys' mind in terms of the season that you had?
Coming into it, it was really just like it was a big revenge game for two reasons, mostly because of the county championship game. And then, we had expectations last year to do well in the conference, and we ended at 3-6, so it was a goal we had at the beginning of last year. So it was something we needed.
In terms of playing on that floor, that's one of the last few times that you guys got to do that. Looking back at it now, what does this win mean to you guys?
I think it was a big win just because, like you said, it was one of our last games there, and it was just another chance for us to put on for the fans that have supported us for the past 4 years, and especially on senior night, to just go out with that special win right there was pretty big.
In terms of leading up to this game, you talked about winning the conference, but did you think that you would go unbeaten in the conference?
That was what we wanted to do. That's what we talked about as a team. So, it was something we really put our minds to, and we believed it was possible, so we made it happen.
When you look at the talent that was in the Sangamo this year, did you think that you would go undefeated?
I knew with our talent, I'd say that we were probably the best team.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of really good players as you look, in our senior class. It was just pretty much stat. So just knowing that any game, any team could upset anybody with how good of talent you have, it was huge for us to do that. Yeah. And I think that we knew all the way that we could do it.
Well, that was just a big thing. It was in our conference, anybody can win. So it was just... We had the talent. It was just the execution part that we really had to take care of. And with our veteran group, we had four seniors. We could take care of that.
The Hawk Center was packed on Friday night, just the way it should be in February. The big one in the Sangamo Conference between the Riverton Hawks, still undefeated in conference play, looking for an outright title. But Pleasant Plains comes to town as hot as any team in 2020. And
that was a big thing for me, is I did not want it to be a tie. I hate ties. I just, outright just sounded so much better to me. So I just...
It would have been a three-way tie, too,
yeah,
and that's...
I didn't like that.
Doing that.
Cardinals have a win over Riverton in the Sangamon County Tournament Championship at Lincolnland a month ago. Plains without junior guard Justin Guernsey in this one. He's been out all week sick, so the big man Joel Nierman decides...
All right, right here, Spencer just doesn't follow the scouting report. Coach has him. He puts on the scouting report, Nierman's a shooter. He's like, Guernsey's out. Nierman's going to start hitting threes left and right. And Spencer's just like, I don't want to guard him. It's just one of those things where Joel's better than Spencer.
Yep, he is.
Step out and shoot for Guernsey. The three gets Plains on the board after a minute of action. Riverton needed just about 10 seconds to score. Zach Hines to Spencer Yogers, who pulls up from 8 feet and splashes one home. 6 days ago, Joel Nierman put up 17 points and 19 boards against SHG on this floor, and he looks comfortable in the first quarter. Stepping out for another deep jumper, he had 7 on the first 9 for Plains. But Riverton locked down defensively quickly. Travis Hogan gets the block on one end. Zach Hines waits for Hogan to get set on the wing. He hits him, he attacks the baseline, pulls up, and scores. Riverton leads Plains 11-9 after one quarter. It took Plains 4 minutes to score in the second quarter, but when they did, Nick Savage splashes home a three to get the Cardinals back within three in a tight defensive second quarter. The Hawks
That was a huge part in the game, because that was the first time we took Heckman out. And Heckman was locking up Savage. Savage couldn't get a shot off. And as soon as Heckman comes out, Savage took advantage of that. And that was our only... mishap on defense in the first half.
Shout out Caleb.
To say a lot about your defense, it's mentioned, but it's not showed. Don't let them score.
Yeah.
That's pretty good to be able to do that. You know, what you mentioned the scouting report, so what did you guys have to do to kind of stop them?
I mean, it was just a team effort, especially because, I mean, we have to cover shooters, we have to still cover the big man, but, you know, Joel, sometimes it takes two guys to guard him, and, you know, we still have to cover Nick and all the other guys out there, so, you know, it was just tough. It was a team effort.
Yeah.
You know, it was going to be done individually.
How good of a defender is Colton?
Oh, my God, dude, he's the best. He's the best in the state. Like, come on.
Colton, I don't think there's a single point guard on another team that can just beat Colton the entire game. Like, Colton is going to dominate
and
him
defensively. It's really just a work ethic thing. It's not even, like, it's nothing special.
Like, because you look at Colton, and he's not, like, an offensive player, an offensive threat, really, but he just takes pride in his defense, and that's his main thing, and he knows that, and he knows that we need that from him. So every game, he just comes in knowing that he's going to work harder than everybody else just to make sure he stops him.
Best player on the team.
How much does that help the growth of Zach Hines as a point guard? Is going against him in practice.
I've told him I never took it easy on him in practice either. I always wanted to guard him just because my freshman year I didn't really have I played varsity, but I didn't really have those guys to really like push me forward. You know, I kind of had to find it on my own a little bit. And I just wanted him to have that opportunity, to have those older guys to push him forward. And so, and I took that to heart really.
I think it helped Zach a lot whenever last year when Colton Charles went out with that injury. And he had to step in big, and I mean, Coach had faith in him. We all had faith in him. We just kept making him work hard, and we were all hard on him because we knew how good of a player he could be. But it was just him putting in the work, and hopefully he continues to do that for the next 2 years.
And as soon as he came into high school, too, the chemistry was there. So, you know, he bonded with us easily. So it was really easy to work things out.
Going inside, Hogan with a great entry pass to Spencer Yogerst, who shows off the athleticism with a two-handed dunk to fire up the crowd. It's 17-14, Riverton leading Plains at halftime. More patient offense in the third. Spencer Yogerst tries out the three for size from the corner and hits it. The senior wants that Sagamore crown. As we see a few minutes later, Riverton running the weave. Yogerst gets it. His man backs off, so he sinks the triple. Yogerst makes it 25-19, and that would be the score.
My shots.
I mean, you just look at Spencer. When you let Spencer just do what he wants to do, it's like you can't stop him. Like, right there, he just takes one dribble, sees the guy sag off, he just drills a three. Somebody comes up on him, he's just going to drive right past him. It's just, you just got to let him do what he wants
to do. It just got to a point in the game where, you know, it was just, I was feeling myself a little bit, but, you know.
When you guys see that, though, when you know his abilities of getting to the rim, but also shooting, so when you see him start knocking down threes, I mean, it's got to just give everybody on the team confidence.
It's the energy. Yeah. It just gives us energy to play defense as well. So
that's how it is with everybody. Like, once one person starts hitting shots, everybody's like, oh, okay, and then they start knocking down shots, and we just start playing harder, and just for like a little stretch in like a quarter or something, like, it just helps us out tremendously.
Yeah. Going back to that second quarter, you had to throw it on that dunk just to kind of try to catch up to him.
I can't catch up to him in the count, but I'm just trying to, you know, like make him kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that was off the vert.
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool?
I know.
Into the fourth. Hope you took the under in this one. A defensive battle, but we would get more scoring in the fourth. It's Yogerst getting us started with the three from the top of the key to push the lead to 9. 4 minutes to go now. Plains still down, but they stay patient and get an open look. On some great passing, Mason Williams wide open for three. Just like that, it's 30-26.
That was the thing with most Sangamo teams. They all could shoot, and they all had at least one or two good big men. It was just breakdowns like that. It was a team effort. We just had to execute. You know, those things we needed to talk over.
I mean, your defense—it's not talked about enough in this game. But you guys, I mean,
I know we had the length and athleticism, and this game we executed well. It's just little breakdowns like that.
I mean, was there anything learned from that county game against them that was able to translate here? Where, like, you know, defensively, you saw some things?
Don't get backdoored.
Okay, that's fair.
That was a high emphasis.
Yeah.
It was a good idea. Guernsey decided to sit out that game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just it's really just thinking, honestly. Yeah. Using your head on defense, but
just knowing what each player individually can do.
Knowing personnel.
Yeah, and like whoever you're guarding, just knowing because we all know how to stop everybody on the other team. It's just a matter of working hard and doing it.
And also not really doing your own thing and actually following the coach's game plan. That kind of helped a little bit, but he knows what he's talking about a little bit.
Play now. Plains turns up the pressure, but the senior steps up. Colton Heckman finds a way to score inside to push the lead back to
six. This dude makes anything he throws up, and it's just like no form, nothing special. I'm not complaining, but
you guys mentioned earlier, he's not exactly an offensive threat.
No, but there are just a few times he just goes and throws something up and it goes in.
I mean, that's huge for us. That's happened in a couple of games. I know West Central, Williamsville, and then here, at the end of the game, I'm pretty sure later on he'll get that and one that pretty much seals it. Yeah. But he's just in the right spot at the right time. Like he knows what he needs to do, and whenever it's his turn, he knows that he needs to step up and hit a big shot, whether it is just throwing it up and hoping for a prayer.
At what point in this game did you guys kind of know that you had him back?
As soon as it started.
No, it was I just had to keep going the whole way through. They can come back in 10 seconds. It's not over till the buzzer goes. But
at the start of the fourth quarter, we had a little bit of a lead, and I was like we talked about it. We're like, we need to keep this lead because we blew that lead in county. We had like a 4-point lead going into the fourth, and we ended up losing. So we're just like, we can't take our foot off the gas. We have to keep pushing. We have to just finish this. But at that point, when we're all in sync right there, I'm pretty sure we knew that as long as we just kept working hard, it was over.
Now shots like that are going in.
All the time.
And it would be Heckman who scores the dagger a couple trips later. Chaos as the Cardinals try to get a turnover, but Heckman sticks with it and scores.
All right, so me and Spencer get hype over every basket, every time somebody is near us. We'll get hype about it. Colton does not show emotion ever.
He doesn't show emotion.
He will not show emotion for doing, he could dunk. He could do a windmill dunk. He will not show emotion. I don't know what happened where he got the and one, and he was just so hype. And I was like, at that point, I knew it was over. Because if you see Colton getting hype, you can't stop him from doing anything. Like it's over after that.
Foul. He finished with double digits. Yogurst had 20 points. And Riverton beats Plains 40-32 to win the Sagamo outright with a perfect conference record.
That's a low score.
We could see these two in the Beardstown sectional in a couple weeks. Let's hope so.
But you score half the team's points, and they only scored 12 more than you did. But that's kind of describes his career at Riverton, does it not?
Yeah. I mean, Spencer was on varsity freshman through senior year. I was on varsity sophomore through senior year. So, I got to watch Spencer freshman year. And it's just seeing how far he's come in those 4 years is just crazy to me. Because, I mean, we've been playing together for 8 years now. And just to see him go from a ball hog in middle school, just taking single shot.
I was a 6-foot point guard. I never passed. Never passed once.
To leading the team, probably being second this year in assists, being the best shooter on the team, hands down, the best all-around player. Just seeing that improvement for him over the last 4 years is just crazy to me.
Especially defensively.
How do you guys kind of wrap up your careers as Hawks in terms of, this was a huge accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
In 10, 20 years from now, you'll be able to say, we ran the table in the Sagamo that year.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you guys kind of wrap up your careers today?
I mean, honestly, it's not even like games like those. It's just the practices with I love these guys, just the McDonald's runs after the shoot arounds before the Christmas tourney and all that stuff. That's the stuff I remember. But it was just fun and a lot of good experiences and a lot of tough practices that I always remember. So
I mean, wrapping up our careers there, going from, I'll start with sophomore year, practices were tough, games were tough. We were young, we didn't know what was going on, we didn't know how to lead a winning team. We picked up a big win in county over Plains. That was our only big win. After that, I think we lost 10 straight or something. And to finish below 500 and then come back our junior year and finish above 500 but 3-6 in the conference.
Wins, yeah,
that's not what we wanted to do. So going into our senior year, we knew that it was our year. We knew that this is the last chance that we had to show what we're made of. And I mean, going 26-6 obviously we wanted to do better. We wanted to make it to sectional, supers, whatever. Mm-hmm. But going 26-6 after a 14-16 sophomore year is just shows how hard we worked those last 2 years and how much time and effort we put in to becoming what we were.
In the history of Riverton basketball, which has a pretty storied history, I mean, where would you guys say you're leaving the program?
Honestly, I think with Coach Kirkpatrick, it's just that he's just a tough dude. And honestly, I just think he's one of those coaches that, like, he's going to get on you, but you'll go to battle with him every single day.
Yeah. It's literally like you either love him or you hate him. And we found that out the hard way between a couple of people quitting, a couple of people joining. Like you, if you want to be on the team and you want to be a big part, like, you have to put up with him.
No,
and it's tough. Like, he does get on us a lot, but honestly, he is the best coach in the area. Like, that's my opinion. But
in his hands, like, the program's in.
It doesn't matter who you have on the team.
Yeah.
Like, if you have Coach Kirkpatrick as the coach, it's. It's a winning season. It's a good season. Like, you're gonna work hard and you're gonna put the time in. And I mean, it helped us that we had talent, but I think we left it in a pretty good spot for next year and the years to come, because they saw how hard we worked and they want to work as hard. And I mean, still have a couple of good solid players coming up. So
honestly, our goal was just like, well, my goal junior year was really just to get Zach to just want to be there, honestly, and to build into that leadership role, because, you know, we need more of those guys.
Yeah.
Guys that just want to be there. He was one of those guys. We need more Colton Heckmans and more Zach Hines.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be able to play without each other next year?
It's going
to
be tough.
Yeah. I don't want this dude around.
No, but to be able to go on and both of you continue your careers, not a lot of kids get that opportunity to play at the next level. So you guys have made each other better throughout the years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, to just kind of wrap it up, you guys are going to miss each other, but at the same time, you made each other better and got to this point.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. going against Spencer every day in practice was the low light and the highlight of my high school career, because there's times that I'd take Spencer, or there's times that he'd take me, and it's just... It was just, we were both competitive. Like, you can ask Coach Kirkpatrick. I think every single practice, me and Spencer were this close to getting in a fist fight. I mean, a couple of times we did. Like, we hated each other at practice, but, like, at the end of the day,
we were on different teams.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're brothers, we're teammates. Like, it doesn't matter.
Of course,
it's just,
of course.
Like, we both made each other better. And
I mean, just being the duo, my partner in crime, you know, it was fun. And it's been like that, you know, since I've been playing Riverton basketball, so.
That was Travis Hogan and Spencer Yogurst for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.